Hi, this is Fabi Fab.
And this is Babelito.
And we are
Latinos Who Lunch,
the podcast where we talk about important things like...
Y ahora despierta la mujer que ni dormía.
Hello, hello, hello.
Kishow, kishow, kishow.
Here we are, once again.
Yes, my friend. It seems like only yesterday we were recording.
I know, huh? Oh my gosh. And let's get right to our guest. Today we have...
I'm going to let you introduce them.
Okay.
Because I'm too excited.
For the first time in Latinos Who Lunch history, Babelito's sisters are here. Osiris, say hi.
Hi.
And Bianca.
Hi.
All right. Take it away.
Bianca's shy because I was supposed to bring alcohol and I failed miserably. So you have to excuse her if she doesn't talk a lot.
After multiple texts to bring alcohol.
My bad. So I've been looking for an excuse to bring my sisters into the show and we've been talking about it. And finally, I'm like, the perfect opportunity. And I text Osiris. I said, we're going to talk about quinceañeras. You want to talk about your crazy quinceañera? She goes, yes, let's talk about how I didn't want a quinceañera. And I got a quinceañera. And my sister wanted a quinceañera. And she didn't get a quinceañera. So this is going to be a very interesting quinceañera episode.
Yeah, we did an episode before about like fiestas.
Mm-hmm.
But we didn't really get into the whole quince thing. So
yes,
we're going to get into it. But before that.
What did we eat?
Latinos Who Lunch. Porque todos comemos. Shout out to Jessica Wilde. Yeah, Osiris, you brought us some food.
Yes.
What'd you bring us?
I went to this local place. No names, right?
Yeah. She listens.
And I got some sushi, something different. I know my brother wanted tacos, but we had tacos on Sunday, so I said no.
I didn't have tacos on Sunday.
I had Mexican.
And they don't like anything. They don't eat anything. So when she said, what should I bring? I'm like, fuck, I don't know.
I mean, they're alive. They eat something.
I mean, yes, but I don't know. Like, I got adventurous in food when I was like 18. But prior to that, I was like my sisters. No cebolla, no tomate, no chile, no nada.
¿Y qué comen, pues? Fettuccine Alfredo.
I love it.
Sí.
Well, Bianca doesn't like cheese, so I don't know how she eats.
But she likes pizza.
Melted cheese.
If it's like cold. So the cheese can't melt in my mouth.
You want cold pizza only.
Yeah.
Oh, that makes sense.
Oh, I didn't know that. So
It's the texture I don't like.
So you like the texture of cold pizza cheese, but not the texture of
right,
warm?
Right, I don't like the melty falling off your mouth.
Oh, okay. That's a new one for me.
So sushi, I mean, we had pretty standard rolls.
Yes.
Have you guys ever been to a Mexican sushi place?
Yes.
I went to one in Denver. There was a roll with carne asada in it.
No.
And I was like, I don't know if I'm going to like this.
And it was the bomb.
And I loved it. It was the best. Con cream cheese y todo.
And in New Mexico, they have sushi with chile verde. And so is in Juarez. Yeah,
they put on everything.
Of course.
New Mexico.
It's awesome. But, okay, introduce yourselves. Tell our audience, what do you guys do besides being my sisters?
There's more to that?
Okay. Yeah.
You have a life?
So my name is Osiris. I'm a teacher here at elementary school, like around the corner. It's my third year teaching. I love teaching. I just don't like everything involved with it.
Parents, paperwork.
Administration, paperwork, administration, and more paperwork. Yeah.
Yes.
And I have two kids. You've probably seen them on Instagram. I've been married for 5.5 years, and basically that's it.
Oh my God, Osiris' wedding was lit. It was so lit.
That's part two. Part two. This is a continuous episode.
It was so good. Okay, te toca.
My name is Bianca.
Uh huh.
I'm a drug dealer.
Shit. You know my brother?
I work for a pharmacy.
Mm-hmm. Don't say the name of the company.
So you really are a drug dealer.
I am. And in April will be 8 fucking years.
Oh my god.
Working for them?
Them, yes. It's horrible.
So tell our audience who are some of your most like famous clients. Oh, can you say? No, you cannot say.
Carrot Top.
No. No.
You cannot say, right?
Well, I don't know.
Would you say one? Yes. Ooh. And how is he?
Short.
No, he's not that short, but he's actually really, really, really nice.
Oh, good. Good to know that.
He only abuses the people he knows. That's usually
it's
the
real.
Case.
Yeah. It's real.
Yeah. Shit. Find help, everyone. Google it. Google it, Lucas.
Should we start by talking about quinceañeras, or should we talk about their experience in quinceañeras?
Let's kind of define it a little bit. Yes. Because it's different. I think it's different depending on what culture you're from. Obviously, we're all like very Mexican on the show, so we can go into like Mexican quinces and what they are.
Okay. So, okay, with that in mind, with your reference of what a quinceañera is, tell people why you didn't want a quinceañera, because you thought it was going to be what?
Well, it's because normally, like, when you turn 15, you get the big party, you get I'm a teacher and I cannot talk. Introduced to society. But also, we were living in Juarez, and I really wanted to come and study in the U.S. So mm-hmm. I told my parents, I know it's a big expense. I do not want a quinceañera. Instead, buy me like a used car. It's okay. So I can start my high school in El Paso.
Uh-huh.
Because I knew eventually I was going to move here. And my mom's like, no, but you're my only child. How am I not going to give you a quinceañera?
Time out.
You were not born. I was 14.
I was born on your 14th birthday.
I know, but...
Oh, yeah, they share the same birthday.
Yes.
What?
Yes.
Same hour.
They were born exactly. Way. So we made the math, and we think our parents conceived us on New Year's Eve.
What? No.
Yes. Actually.
No, my parents got married on March 4th. I was born at 7 months, even though they deny it.
She was a preemie. Oh my God.
La telenovela.
Yeah.
New Year's Eve.
Anyway,
just so you know, like, my parents weren't that wealthy. Like, we live okay, but we didn't have a lot of money.
We were like lower middle class in Mexico. Yeah.
So in order for me, for them to start planning a quinceañera, it was like a couple of years before. Yeah.
Okay. I forget. Well,
actually, when you were born, I turned 14, and I'm like, okay, mom, I have a sister now. I don't need a quinceañera.
Oh, you're trying to be like, save the money for her.
Yeah. And not so much dad.
Yeah.
But that was her thing. How am I not? ¿Por qué yo no te puedo dar una quinceañera? Todas las mamás queremos que nuestras hijas tengan quinceañera.
So it was for my mom.
Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah, and you weren't out yet? So she couldn't...
I live my fantasy, girl. We'll talk about it in a second. Yes.
So basically, I had to have a quinceañera.
Oh, my gosh.
And she was darks.
Auténticamente darks.
Cagaba murciélagos.
Sí, era tan darks que cagaba murciélagos. So I'm like, okay, if I'm having a quinceañera, I'm going to have it my way. Like, mm-hmm. I want to wear, if not all black, at least a little bit of black, a hint of black.
And
my mom's
happen.
Like, no. ¿Cómo vas a tener arreglos negros? I'm like,
It's my wedding day. I mean, it's like
quinceañera. It's my quinceañera.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, let's do it blue. Ay, no. El azul está muy feo. Okay, so what color you want, mom? Vamos a hacerlo color meloncito.
That's right.
Okay.
Everything was
like
melon.
Orange?
Yes.
Horrible and then, color. And then I remember she said, los centros de mesa, yo quiero osos de peluche.
Yes.
But then what do you got?
I did get the osito de peluche.
¿Y cómo los decoró mi abuela?
Con like a ribbon in the neck.
And fake pearls and the little tutu. There were white little teddy bears in every fucking table.
Oh my God.
With a peach tutu and peach fake pearls.
Okay, and where was the location? You did a misa and everything?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm the Catholic one of the family.
So you did a whole service where you're like, God, I'm old enough now.
I'm gonna marry you right now.
I'm a woman.
You know what?
I'm married to you.
So I couldn't decide on who was gonna be my chambelán. I have two cousins my same age.
Yeah.
Eric on my dad's side. Hi, Eric. And Freddy on my mom's side. Hi, Freddy. So I'm like, okay, I'll just have two of them. And my mom's like, no, you have to decide for one of them. I'm like, no, I love them both. Like, they're my cousins. They're my age. I'll have two of them.
Oh, to escort you.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You know that you have the principal, chambelán, yeah. And then the rest of them. Uh-huh. So, in the middle of church, while mass was going on, one of my cousins, he started to fade. Like, he started fading. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
So he fell down. Good thing I had two of them.
Because he had a backup.
Smart. So smart.
I did it for a reason without even knowing.
That whole day. Anyway, wait. Keep talking about.
Okay, so you get to the church.
No, wait. Keep talking about the expenses. Because you knew the expenses. That's why you wanted my parents to save so they can give you money for a car. So besides, like, what were those expenses?
Was like all the centerpieces. It was all the. We were talking about this back, let's say a couple of years ago when I was 15.
Uh-huh.
We didn't serve dinner at the quinceañeras. It was just galletitas or little munchies things. Uh-huh. It wasn't much. So it wasn't so much the food. It was all the centerpieces. It was the place. I think my parents paid like $1,000 for rent
salon.
The space.
And in 19, that was a lot of money.
It was a lot of money. Yeah. And then all the alcohol.
Damn.
Lots and lots and lots and lots and lots of alcohol.
You know, like
and your form of transportation.
Well, that was a gift.
That was a surprise.
Oh, shit.
I didn't want to get out of my house, and my mom's like, no seas cabrona.
Wait, what are you talking about?
So they were trying to rent. I'm like, I don't care. We can go on my mom's car. It's like, it's on the day of my wedding, I drove my car. Like, my husband was way too drunk, so I had to drive. But I drove my truck. Like, I didn't care. Like, I didn't want a limo or anything. We're going from one place to another. You don't need a limo. It's like...
And I did. I was waiting for the limo in the house. I'm like, I hope she gets a limo. Because I wanted to get in the limo. Because I was living my fantasy. Because I was not going to get a quinceañera anyway. And then...
So, there were no limo services in Juarez at that point. Or if they were, the couple of them limos they have, they were already rented.
There was two limos.
I know, like two or three of them. So, El Paso is like 5 minutes away. But because of the insurance and blah, 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 they couldn't get one from there. So this guy from Cuba.
Quien paz descanse Miguelito. Yes, he was a great person.
He's a family friend?
Yes.
A Cuban that lived in Juarez.
No, he lived in L.A.
Era curandero, güey. I have some stories. But anyway, keep
aren't they all?
So anyway... He saw this commercial of a big, it's like a pumpkin from Snow White, Cinderella.
Cinderella girl, get it right.
A pumpkin showed up to your house?
Well, it wasn't a pumpkin. It was transformed into the pretty carriage.
With a horse?
It was a car.
Car in the shape of a pumpkin?
No, it was a car. And
it was
then
a car
it was carrying
the pumpkin.
I know.
Girl, my favorite movie.
What kind of car was it?
Bitch. I don't remember. My favorite movie growing up was Cinderella. So you can imagine saw through the window the carriage, my sister was like, no mames. No mames, wait, no mames. And I was like, yeah!
You're like, yes, queen! Wait a minute.
Yeah, I saw it. Like, I was in my mom's room, and you could see all the way to the outside, like the whole hall and then the outside. And I saw that thing pulling up, and I'm like,
monstrosity.
I'm not going out. I'm like, I don't care. No, mama, yo no voy a salir. No seas cabrona, es un regalo que te están dando. Yo no quiero salir. So I had to go out.
In your dress already, Lisa?
Yes, yeah, so we could go to church.
Okay.
We went to church. We did the whole ceremony. My cousin fainted. I got the other one.
No, but wait.
Then we went to get pictures.
No, pero espérate.
Uh-huh.
So she's very dark, so she listens to Nirvana, because it's 1990, I'm going to say 92.
That was a good year.
It was a good year for music. So my sister, we were one of the first ones to actually have cable in the whole entire street.
Yeah.
So people will come and watch MTV. Damn. So like Nirvana was the shit. So that's what she liked. Uh-huh. And her least favorite band was a band called Magneto.
Oh, yes.
And the song, Vuela, Vuela, like she couldn't handle it. It's like Despacito for her today.
It still is today.
Well, Vuela, Vuela, I'd rather listen to Vuela, Vuela than Despacito.
Oh, you're right.
But back then, she hated Vuela, Vuela. So we get into the pumpkin, and what is the first song that comes on?
Si tú quieres ser feliz.
Vuela, Vuela. Bianca has no idea what we're talking about.
I wasn't happy.
Oh my god!
Oh wait, and then the pictures.
So
did the church service and then pictures afterward.
Yes,
in the studio.
How many people were in your quinceañera party?
There were four tall ones and then four little ones. Emmanuel being one of them. Like I had four of my cousins, the little ones.
Uh huh.
It was Pep, Awi, El Cuate, and Emmanuel. Mm-hmm. And then the tall ones. It was
Freddy,
Eric, Martin. And Arturo, el hermano de tu amiguito de la primaria. El hermano,
De Iván,
ajá.
He was my bully. Anyway, that's another episode.
And then girls.
No girls.
It was all just dudes?
Yes.
Not couples?
Because I thought, if it's my quinceañera,
okay,
at least let me stand out. And yeah, sure I did.
Wow, okay. Uh-huh. This is what a twist. Okay, go ahead.
So then, photos. We go to take pictures. Well, they had... It was this place where it has like, how do you call it? Like
a studio?
No, they remember the carriage didn't fit through there.
Oh, that's right.
A bridge? A tunnel.
Like a tunnel thing. It was like little things for big cars not to go in there because it was like, I don't know. So
it was
anyways.
Like a park?
No, it's in un centro comercial.
Oh, okay.
So they didn't want big cars, so the carriage didn't fit. So we had to get down and we had to walk. To the studio. So we took pictures. I'm like already up to here.
Yeah.
With the whole experience. Then we had another hour before the quinceañera will start.
The reception.
Yeah, the whole reception. So he's like, okay, let's go downtown. And I'm like, no. So the whole time, I know Emmanuel and El Cuate, they were like looking outside and being all happy.
Go. El Cuate is gay too.
Is that the cousin that I met?
Yes.
At your aunt's house?
No, that's Eric. That's another gay.
Every aunt has a gay child.
Damn.
Mm-hmm. It's a privilege.
Yes. Oh, and one lesbian.
Not everyone.
I said aunt. I didn't say uncle.
Never mind.
So we went to downtown. We went through downtown. We saw the whole city. Not the whole city, just like a couple of places. And then we finally got to the place, to the reception. We go in, and there was a mariachi band.
Oh, and she specifically said, if I'm going to have
and
a quinceañera.
Like mariachi.
I love mariachi, but back then I was 15. Like, if I'm having a quinceañera, I'm going to have a party with my friends.
Con música moderna.
I know.
Los tucanes del norte.
¿Y tú bailas?
¡Bailas!
So llego y lo primero que veo es el mariachi. And I'm like, okay, that's it. Y le dije a mi papá, le dije, no es que no quiera mariachi, pero mejor que lo lleven al menudo. En Juárez, por lo regular, después de la fiesta, te vas a la casa del celebrado, la celebrada, or whatever, a comer menudo. Mm-hmm. Le dije, que se vayan a la casa al menudo.
Yeah.
Le dije, pero si ponemos mariachi ahorita, pues ni vamos a alcanzar a bailar.
And they bought the mariachi for 3 hours.
They got it. I was...
That was probably like $1,000 right there. Because mariachis are fucking expensive.
Yeah.
My parents didn't get it. It was my godmother. Te quiero mucho, Mayinis. And every day when we're talking about mariachis, I still apologize to her. But I'm like, I told you for the menudo, for the reception.
Yeah.
Like... Because I was 15.
And was there a DJ?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Oh, and then my aunt, who became a religious pastor, she did the speech. Girl, it was a speech for the ages.
¿Qué dijo?
primero era una flor y luego se abre. Like shit
Do
like
you
that.
Do you have that recorded?
No.
No?
I don't think
I think we do.
Let's find the audio. You have an assignment.
That shit was good. It was like 10 minutes long. Everybody was like, okay, ¿cuándo va a empezar la música moderna? And then finally the música moderna was going to start. Y luego el mariachi llega. Like, it was one after another, after another, after another.
Snowball of just everything you didn't want for your birthday.
It was there. And
it was there.
It was there. So basically at one point, once the mariachi left, I'm like, okay, I'm here. They're doing this for me. I'm going to have fun. And I did have a great time.
Yeah.
This one was crying. Well, she was only a year old. It was
it
her
was
birthday.
It was my first birthday that I did not get.
Oh, shit.
That's the trauma she has. To...
That's why you know they didn't celebrate your first birthday, because right. they were too busy celebrating her womanhood.
And it was, of course. I remember it was a Friday because I wanted it the day of my birthday. My mom's like, no, let's have it Saturday. And I'm like, no, it's going to be on Friday. It was less expensive to get the place on Friday.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's why they bent and they actually had the quinceañera on Friday.
On Friday.
Anyway, so I did have a good time once everything was over. Like, I knew it was time for them to drink. I didn't drink at the time. And I had a great time. Like, afterwards, I had a great time. Then we went back to the house for the menudo. I was out with my friends on the streets until 3 and 4 o'clock in the morning. So it was, like, super exciting because normally by 9 o'clock, 9:30.
Oh, sí, it is Emmanuel. Métanse.
Yeah. So it was like, yay, I'm outside with my friends. And I had a good time. After, like, I had to put everything aside.
Vuela, vuela aside, mariachi aside,
pumpkin carriage,
peach color aside.
Peach color, everything. Like, I had to put everything aside, and I'm like, okay, I'm already here. Let's enjoy it.
Yeah.
And I did have I had a good experience. Will I do it again? Now that I'm older, yeah, just have a party. But at that point, if you, like, if we go back in time, if you tell me, I will still go for a car so I could I wouldn't have a problem with my freaking English right now because I would have gone to high school. I wouldn't got to high school in El Paso, but it's okay. Like,
You didn't get that car, you couldn't drive every day to go to high school. So you just
have to cross the bridge.
So you ended up staying in Juarez for high school too.
Yeah, I finished my high school in Juarez.
Oh, interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Damn. All for a damn party.
Yes.
Damn.
For my mom.
Okay, so I need to know the trauma. Did your mom have a quince?
I think she did.
I think there was a small party because there was how many?
Well, there's 11 brothers and sisters, 6 girls, and
so she was trying to live through you, vicariously through you, by throwing a big party just so that.
But it's also
she was probably like, I never had a big party.
Thing about quinceañeras and weddings in Mexico, they're a status thing. So like the fact that you can actually put your shit together and throw a big party for your daughter, it shows that you're doing okay. So I think that had a lot to do with it. But also because she was living, ¿cómo se dice?
Vicariously.
Vicariously.
Yeah. Well, that and I'm sure my mom did had a party, but like all my cousins had a quinceañera.
How come you're gonna
be the first one without a quinceañera? I don't give a damn. I don't want a quinceañera. But because all my cousins had a quinceañera, I think it was the fact that, we're not going to be the first one without a quinceañera.
So. We were the first one without a quinceañera.
No. Rocío didn't have a quinceañera.
Dun, dun, dun.
We had a fucking bomb-ass party in her house. We got so drunk. Anyway, that's another story. But yeah, she didn't have a quinceañera.
Okay, Bianca, ¿qué pasó?
I didn't have a quinceañera.
Why not?
And that's the story.
Okay,
commercial break.
Wait, by choice?
No.
So, okay.
I was told I did not deserve it.
Oh.
But why?
I didn't. Because I was bad.
How bad?
I was horrible.
Why are you looking at me?
I had like 93 absences in one semester.
What are you? You're 15. You're in what? High school?
Yeah.
And we were here in Vegas already.
I was in Silverado.
Oh, Silverado. Hey. So what are you, Silver Knights?
No, we're Skyhawks.
Oh, Skyhawks. Nice. Fake animal. Okay. So wait. So you missed, you ditched school every day?
Mm-hmm. Got high.
Oh, yeah.
You were getting high in high school?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Since middle school.
What the hell?
Vegas, baby.
Well, I guess in Juarez, too, I was getting high in high school as well.
I didn't.
Ay, tú eras bien persignado, ¿verdad?
I was.
¿Y qué pasó?
It was all downhill after college.
So wait, I want to know what the conversation was with my parents about warning you first about not having a quinceañera, and then what was the conversation with definitely said no quinceañera?
I don't think there was a warning. I didn't want one for a while because I was still in my bad phase.
Oh, and what made you change your mind?
Because then I started going through my good phase when my friend got sent away to, what do you call it, boarding school?
Uh-huh.
So then I started hanging out with a different crowd, and they were super Mexican. There was mariachi involved.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. That mariachi was in all of our parties, yeah.
So then I wanted one.
And your parents were like, nah, you remember
that? My mom was like, yeah, let's do it, very last minute. But my dad was like, oh.
Oh, my dad was the one that said no.
Even I talked to my dad. I'm like, come on, Dad, I'll help you pay. I'll pay for this. I'll pay for that.
I don't remember.
But Ocides did surprise me.
I did?
Yeah. You don't remember? You were like, we're going to go to the movies. So I went to your house. And then somebody told me that you were in the garage. And I opened the garage. And there was the mariachi.
Oh, yes. Oh. We had a little party. Was I there? Probably. Were you high? I don't know.
I wasn't getting high when I was in college.
Remember you had, like, what do you call it? I don't know, like plastic all on the walls?
Yeah, I covered all the garage. Mm-hmm. Remember with the plastic?
I don't remember.
It was like a party for Bianca. It was, but it was just her and her friends. At that time, it was the good friends.
Oh.
And all my group of friends were a mariachi.
So you had a quince party, not a quinceañera.
Yes.
Yes.
It's like a birthday party. Okay, so if you were to have a big quinceañera, like now, what's your fantasy quinceañera? Back then, what did you want?
Well, back then, I probably would have wanted.
Because when you turn 30, that's what we're going to do.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
We're going to do your quinceañera.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what is it going to be? Let's plan it
Let's write it down.
Okay, so yeah. I want a 30.
There's a notepad on the ground right there.
Hurry up before I lose concentration.
Okay, dale.
Okay.
You know, in ice, like a sculpture.
Okay, ice sculpture.
Oh, shit. No, escribe esta madre.
And I want it to be pouring out Jameson.
See, I told you to get whiskey tonight.
Cool.
Okay, ice sculpture in the shape of the numbers, 30. And then Jameson pouring out. Okay.
This shit is already so expensive, man.
And I want
just this ice sculpture is the amount that the whole Quinceañera City's cost.
We can get it sponsored.
Yeah.
I want mariachi Jameson. And I want banda too.
Whoa, what? This is gonna be lit.
Okay, la banda limón.
Apúntale. Y la banda el recodo.
Y recodo after that.
Banda.
And then?
Y mariachi. Okay.
Okay.
What else?
Let's get into the arreglos. What's the colors gonna be?
Purple.
Purple?
Yes.
Shades purple? Of purple or just one, like a deep purple?
Like deep girl purple.
Oh, royal purple.
Deep royal.
Okay.
Well, purple. Now that you said royal, we should put crowns.
Boom! Okay, crowns in the middle. That
bitch, this is going to be so ghetto. I can't wait. Okay, what else?
You know I'm already like going on Pinterest and imagining all the decoration.
¿Cuántos años tiene? 26, ¿verdad? Uh-huh. Okay, 4 years. We can do this.
We can do it. We're going to do it.
Wait, we can also put bongs on as centerpieces.
No, that's too much, girl.
But that would have been me when I was 15. So
but
we
that's
have
illegal.
You were in your
legal.
That's not illegal here.
Yes, because you have to be in your house. You cannot be in
smoking public. It's going to be in Ocidus' backyard anyway.
Okay. No,
Chocho, no, you know.
But Chocho, you know he doesn't like, so no.
By that time I have a big house. You can have it at my house.
Okay, bongs.
Okay.
Bongs. ¿Cómo se escribe bongs?
B-O-N-G-S.
Spell it out. Bonks.
Bonks. Así se pone.
Bongs.
Okay.
Okay,
bongs. And we're going to put something in the bong, like as decoration. And I'm going to see a crown with a bong inside of it.
Or like the crown around the bong?
Yeah,
what if instead
yeah.
of bongs, you put the where you smoke?
Well, I mean, you can cover up.
A hookah.
A hookah. A hookah.
What are you guys, Dominican? We can't do hookahs.
I had a hookah for the longest time.
Crowned around the bong. Okay. What else?
And then the crown can cover up, you know, the mouthpiece if you wanted to, and it could just be a vase.
Perfect.
And then we put flowers in
there. For the
bong.
More square people.
Yeah.
No, we can just put sticks.
We can do that for Chocho so he won't even know.
Perfect.
Shout out, Chocho.
Okay. So are you going to have food?
El taquero?
I don't like, oh, yeah. And elotes.
Okay, elotero.
Elotero.
Taquero. Taquerex.
Taquereco mucho. Taquero mucho. Okay, taquero.
Well, I want mole.
This sounds like Joseph's party.
We're going to have a mole buffet.
So, elotero en mole, no tacos.
No tacos,
okay, mole. Elotero en mole.
Buffet.
Mole buffet. Damn. Okay, what else?
Self-serve?
Yes.
Okay,
self-serve. Okay, I'll just put those S's. What else?
Is there going to be a snack table?
Because that's one thing we were talking about, that back in the day, there was no food, only pozole. Uh-huh, only pozole menudo afterwards. But now quinceañeras, man, are like a big-ass production.
Now that my family listens to this, uh-huh, I can't make fun of the quinceañeras as much as I want to. But bitch, like 2 years ago, I went to a mermaid-themed quinceañera.
No!
With mermaids at the thing. Like, there was women dressed up in mermaid
like white
costumes.
Mermaids?
Like flapping around. And then there was an ice cream station. There was a chocolate fountain.
That's how they are in Mexico,
it's
too.
It's so crazy.
Una fuente de chamoy, una fuente de chocolate. Wait, you want a fuente de chamoy?
I do, but it would be more like me to have like a hot Cheeto bar.
Really?
Down!
Okay, hot Cheeto bar. Wow, this quinceañera is
going to
be
neat. So that's when we need a nacho cheese. Do you like nacho cheese? You don't
like
the texture.
Cheese.
Do you like ranch?
Nope.
Damn. I'm trying to have my quinceañera be. I'm like, are you sure you don't want a ranch fountain?
This Cheeto bar is going to be the driest bar ever. Okay.
No, because
no,
it'll be
con limón. Y chamoy.
Sí, chamoy.
Y salsa valentina.
Salsa valentina fountain.
That's it.
Damn.
Valentina fountain, yes.
Okay.
Okay, pastel. ¿Va a haber pastel?
Yes.
Was there pastel at your quince?
Yes.
Oh, okay. You remember it?
Yeah, because su madrina lo hizo.
Oh.
No, I don't think... Because my madrina used to live in L.A. by that time.
But I think she came and did it. I think she was baking it in La Casa de Paulina, un pedo así.
I don't remember.
Mira, y tú te acuerdas de todo.
Okay, so back to Bianca's. Quinceañera. Are we going to have cake?
Yes.
What kind?
Chocolate.
Chocolate. Mm, okay. Double chocolate?
A lot of chocolate.
Double chocolate. Please.
Triple.
Hold
triple
on. Chocolate. What about my birthday?
Mira que descarada.
How old will you be turning? 46? 44?
Damn.
You okay. Won't want to celebrate it.
Okay, and will there be alcohol there?
Well, what about the fountain?
Oh, duh.
The Jameson fountain.
Okay, but is there going to be bars?
Well, yeah.
Okay, so there's going to be two bars at least. Okay. I mean, we have
to. Yeah, because we got to separate the beer bar.
Yes.
Because I don't want to wait in line for the beer bar when I just want the alcohol.
Yes, so cocktail.
I'm just going to put
cocktail, interior illusions, cocktail lounge. And then we're going to have
multiple bars. I'm just going to leave it at that.
Should we get a keg? We might as well.
Well, right? I don't drink beer.
Oh, okay. For the guys, you know?
The theme of this quinceañera is blackout. Blackout quinceañera. I mean...
What? It's lit.
Super lit.
Okay, so wait. What are we missing? Are you going to have a dance?
I have to.
Did you do that? Did we talk about that? Did
No.
you do the choreographed dance?
Bitch, we rented canes and then we raised our canes y lo pasó por debajo de ellos. Ice!
How could you miss that detail?
And the thing is, like, two of my cousins were in California, so they got to Juarez on Wednesday.
Yeah, so they had only like 3 days to memorize everything.
So we rehearsed like
4 hours.
For three hours. It wasn't that much. The day of the quinceañera, they were supposed to go to the front and they were going to the back. It was a mess.
Oh my God.
I was mad and I was laughing at the same time. I'm like,
what song was it?
It was Tiempo de Va. Una Chayanne.
Tiempo de Va. Como olvidarla. And the aunt that did the speech, she choreographed the dance.
And it was cute, but everybody was going their own way.
Not me, girl. I had my steps down.
Well, I know. You and el cuate. Hi, cuate.
But that's because I was a professional. I've been in like several quinceañeras.
Gays.
Big time.
Wait, so okay. So who's choreographing your dance?
I don't know.
Darren's dance moves. What was that from the 90s? Are you going to have a dance like that or... What do you think?
Yeah.
No más vals o lo vals y
no,
vals?
No.
Not the surprise
no
one?
No surprise, just the vals.
Oh, okay.
So we can have a smog machine and stuff?
Well, fog, yeah, for my introduction.
Fog machine.
¿Qué dije?
Smog machine.
No, dije fog.
No, you didn't. I heard you say smog, bitch. Okay. Okay,
no,
wait.
Espérate, no smog machine. Okay.
No, I said no, yes. No, fog.
Well, but I'm going to say sí.
Fog.
Fog. Uh-huh.
Okay, fog machine. Mm-hmm. We're going to have a dance. Okay, so now we got to talk about, are you going to do the church thing or not?
No.
Okay, no church thing. We're going to skip that. Who's going to be in your quinceañera party? Like, who's going to be your...
Your main chambelán.
Chambelán.
George.
Cha-na-na-na-na. Cha-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na. Okay.
George. Shout out to George. I don't know who that is. And then, how many people are going to be in your... Is it boys and girls or just... You know what I mean?
Everybody's going to be old.
I mean, you're going to be 30. Let's get really, back to reality.
I would want to have like Lorencito, Felipe, Seda, well, yes. Luis. Well, yeah.
That would be funny because everybody will have kids.
And everybody have like a beer belly.
So what?
Perfect.
Okay.
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 And just dudes, no women?
No, there's girls.
Oh, and girls too.
Okay.
Just Seda though.
The 9 that went with us to...
Shout out to Seda, our number one fan.
Hey.
Carito. Oh, Carito. There's two.
Okay.
Okay. I know. So at least four women, mm-hmm. four men.
We can find two girl cousins. We have more than enough.
Marivy y Chelis.
But they're my second cousin.
Shout out to Chelis. I met her. Yes, you did. Okay. So let's go into detail about your dress. What do you want your dress to look like?
Big.
Okay.
So back then was only the
yes,
Catholic.
I want rhinestones everywhere.
Puffy.
Oh, shit.
Big.
Yes.
So you wanted to like be like the like tight up like a corset?
Yeah,
one?
Tight. So tight, you can see my fake boobies.
Boobies.
Oh
my and then
God, this is so
boom,
ghetto. I love it.
You're gonna look like one of those Barbie quinceañera cakes.
I don't know
what you're talking about.
Oh, okay.
Have you seen the show My Big Fat American? No, My Big Fat
Gypsy wedding.
No.
Girl,
you have to watch it.
Get your shit together and watch
know,
it.
Man.
It's so good. But do you want it white or you want a different color?
No, I want
purple.
Oh, perdón.
Gosh. I see your vision, Bianca. I'll be there for you. Jeez.
You want a piñata?
No, that's not quinceañera. Like.
Okay, I'm just asking. Because we got one that can make us one here, but not
I don't
piñata.
Do that. I don't do that anymore. Okay, so. Okay, I think this is good.
We're set.
Okay, so now let's just describe, just really, just for planning purposes, mm-hmm. the events of the night. Like, what is the shape out to be?
So first, we all wake up.
Oh, for the day. We're going to do
uh-huh.
the whole day.
We and wake then up. El del video va a llegar, and he's going to tape, he's going to record, like, when we wake up, and we get ready, and all that stuff.
Oh, our friend Perla's going to do your hair. She's really good.
Yes.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Okay.
And then somebody does your makeup,
your nails.
Do you want ghetto nails, like long and sparkly?
I don't appreciate you calling them ghetto nails.
Do you want fancy nails?
No,
fake
no?
or real?
Mm-hmm. Just paint them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
down.
Okay. What kind of transportation? Regular car? Should we get you like a Escalade?
A Hummer limo. Ooh, Escalade. Oh.
No mames.
Ya okay. se armó.
Ya okay. se armó.
Okay, and that's going to take us to the venue, which is going to be where?
You said you're going to have a house by
a big ass mansion. That's where we're going to do it. If I can't borrow mine, my narco tío has a big house.
But we have to.
Yeah. I mean,
this CEO that I know.
This guy that I know. Oh, sorry.
We have to do like the drive down Las Vegas Boulevard.
Okay, that's fine.
Is that a thing here?
Yeah, it is.
I don't know.
Really?
I've never had a quinceañera.
Me neither.
Mm. Okay, cool. So then we start the night with
El Vals.
El Vals.
Mm-hmm. And then llega la banda.
And then,
no, first the mariachi. La banda es para cuando despega.
No.
Tú lo acabas de decir, güey. Okay. The mariachi is for the fucking
after party. This is why we need to have this conversation. Communication is key.
Okay. Banda primero y el mariachi
Wait,
después.
Wait, vals?
No, I think DJ first.
So there's a DJ too. Yeah. I didn't write that down.
There's going to be somebody has to announce everybody. Oh, yeah, we didn't get the DJ.
Yeah.
Okay, so DJ Vice. Mm-hmm. And then, I know him. So, and then, is there gonna be the father-daughter dance? You're going to do that or no?
Sure.
Yeah. And then, We'll do the speeches. Pablito, you ready?
I'm down.
I know Cities is already ready. And then and then the DJ set, right?
And then banda, and then mariachi last.
Jesus, this
to
is going
to cry.
Be...
Yes, that's
see?
Why.
Exactly.
Mariachi last.
But everybody's going to be so fucking high that everybody's just going to be laughing, so...
No, like crossfaded, drunk and high. What are you talking about?
What a mess. Oh, my God. Okay, it's set. So here's the list. I'm going to take a picture of it. So
you
we
have
can...
3.5 years to plan it.
Yeah, okay.
Thank God you have, thank God you have Osiris here. Oh, my gosh. Okay, that's awesome.
Oh, my God.
Quinceañeras.
It's... I mean, people spend a lot of money on that stuff.
It's insane how much money people spend. But you know what? That's what a lot of people are doing now is they tell their... I know some of my aunts and uncles, they're like, either you do a quince or we get you a car.
But that's always been the thing. That's why my sister wanted a car, but she didn't get one.
She didn't even get the option. They're like, nah. I don't know. What I feel like I would have got a car.
I would have gotten a quinceañera.
I would have got a car. I didn't used to like parties when I was little.
I love parties when I was little. Mm-mm. Yeah.
So I would have totally got a car. Man, 1998 Toyota Corolla. That would have been lead.
Lead. For my wedding, that was my wedding. Even though I wanted a super small wedding.
Yeah.
I ended up inviting only 100 of my closest friends and family. Only.
And we all got shit faced.
Where did you have your wedding?
Every single person got so wasted. It was beautiful.
Did
man.
You have a Catholic wedding too?
Yes.
Okay.
And then
Santana?
Yes.
I knew it.
And then we went to the reception. It was by the airport.
Uh-huh.
And you could see the strip. I was wearing white with black because I was able to wear whatever I wanted. And everything was black with blue.
And so I made the cake.
It was silver.
Silver, black, and blue.
I made the cake.
My brother made the cake.
Nice.
And just so you know, like, I know a lot of people make quinceañeras or weddings super expensive. Mine wasn't, like, it wasn't a budget. I didn't want to have padrinos for everything. I know my parents helped me. My mis suegros me ayudaron.
Sí.
Emmanuel helped me, but we didn't spend that much money because you can make a
fun party
yeah. with a small budget.
You just need like, we did a flower party, so where we just made big paper flowers, and they decorate the church with those flowers, y luego las quitamos, las mismas flores, we use them in the reception.
Yeah.
So it can be done.
So just so you know, like, I know it says, you're saying they're expensive. If
they
you use your imagination, you know, it doesn't have to be.
That's true.
And I gave plenty of alcohol, so they, and food, so they could.
BYOB.
Where's
it
called? What kind of, yeah, that's what they call it. What kind of beer?
I had Negra Modelo.
Damn.
And Bud Light.
Beer.
I love Negra Modelo.
Bud Light.
And Bud Light.
It's a Mexican.
It's Mexican.
I love Bud Light.
I bought...
That's my nightlight. I have a Bud Light dog as my nightlight.
Oh, my God.
And then I had 10 botellas de tequila, which 9 of them were gone. So imagine how people got...
She gave shot glasses as, like...
Like little souvenirs.
Mm-hmm. Amazing.
Yeah. And then in the center, in my centerpiece, I put candy... Like Mexican candy and chocolate. So you will get thirsty with the Mexican candy. So you'll have to drink more. So everybody.
Damn.
Everybody.
Había comida? Snacks.
Yeah,
yes.
At the beginning. But everybody, like not a lot of people ate. So that's why everybody got drunk.
Because we're not used to eating in fiestas.
Había?
No.
No.
Bailas. Bailas. Birria. No, it was food provided by the salon, no? By the reception place.
And there was another place that I found that it was cheaper.
Okay.
Like I'm saying.
But again, I mean, it's different today, but like we're not used to eating at parties. Like you eat before and then you eat afterwards. You know what blows my mind?
What?
It's here in the States when you go to the reception and then the party's over and you have to fucking clean.
Wait, what?
Yeah, that happened. I mean, every time we went to a quinceañera here in the States, de la prima o lo que sea, we always had to clean.
Because they're related to you.
Because
yeah.
It's cheaper.
Just trying to help.
And it's cheaper. And also...
That's why I dip. I like the mariachis on deuces.
That's why... also, I don't like here that you have to pay for your own alcohol. I hate that.
That's boo-boo. I think I do... I don't mind it when... The venues let you take your own, and then when you run out, then they start charging.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, by that time, it's like worth it because you're already todo pedo and it's fine, you know. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I agree with that. So, oh my god, I went to a white people wedding one time and they just had one bottle of wine per table.
No,
and that was the alcohol they bought.
Shoot, I would have fought with the whole table.
I know. And then we had to buy all our drinks, but the reception was like 2 hours long.
That's so I'm like, but that's the thing, quinceañeras, weddings. Yeah. Graduations and funerals are not for you. They're for your family. So even if you don't like to drink, it's not about you. It's about your family. That's how I see it.
And friends.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And friends, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Food is just such a huge part of parties in my family.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that some people don't have food at their things.
We did it afterwards. And we still do.
Back in the time, we did it. Now they do.
Now they do food in the reception and afterwards. Because it's la torna boda and la torna quinceañera. Like, you continue partying till the next day.
Damn.
Yeah.
Well, Cities partied for like 2 days after her wedding.
Yeah.
Why? Because I also had it on the Friday.
Oh, nice.
So we could party on Saturday.
Yeah.
And
there
Sunday.
There was karaoke and on Saturday.
Yes. And mariachis.
Yes. Uh-huh. I just like to mention a very special moment Osiris and I had at your graduation.
Mm-hmm.
When we karaoke'd System of a Down together.
I lost my voice for 2 days.
Yeah. We sang Sugar. That was so good. I didn't even know the words to that song. I was so surprised when they came up on the screen. I'm like, I was not singing that for years.
I know. I was like, me too. I'm like, oh, that's what it says?
Damn.
But you just hear...
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're going to take a little break. And then we'll come back with some more Quince talk and some recommendations. Do you guys need to take a break? No? You okay?
Yeah.
You want some fucking hour? No. You want some water?
I got some.
You okay? Okay. Paulito, you alright?
Are you gonna do
what is this? Oh.
I'm good. I'm just looking at the recommendations.
Do you have recommendations, ladies?
No, not really.
Okay.
Quinceañera related recommendations?
I didn't have one.
But you're going to have...
I didn't have a first birthday. And I didn't have a
birthday. La que ría el último ría mejor. And you're going to have the biggest, most baddest, most lead party of all of us. I didn't have one either. I'm not bitter, so...
You're a guy.
That's such a sexist thing to say anyway.
And we're back. All right. So, do you want to do recommendations, Babelito?
Yes. I feel like I'm waiting for...
Babelito.
Babelito.
It's lit.
Oh, shit.
Get it.
I never even... Okay, Babelito. Babelit. Anyway.
Babelit.
Babelito. I feel like I'm waiting for all these albums to come out and only singles, and I keep recommending singles. But that's all right.
Yeah.
So, there is a... This amazing badass girl from Mexico City. Her name is Jessie Bulvo. She has an album from years ago. She was part of this collective called Todos Ricos. And Todos Ricos was a collective. It was kind of like an art collective that they had art shows. They had... they also had como una disquera. So they produced like the craziest shit. Maybe like... 12, 15 years ago. So she came out from that collective and now she's doing her own thing. And she just came out with a single called Todos Enloquecen. I don't even know how to describe Jessie Bulvo. Jessie Bulvo, it's her own thing. Every album, it's like experimental punkish, but I mean, I make it sound more badass than it is. But anyway, just go listen to the single. It's on Spotify. It's called Todos Enloquecen by Jessie Bulvo. And that is a preview of her actual album that should be coming out soon. Another recommendation that I have, and I started talking about this band. I don't know what's better than...
Do you need to blow your nose or something?
No. Another recommendation that I have, and I already started talking about this band, when I recommended Eli Guerra's new single, is Centaurus. And Centaurus just came out with a new album, but I want to recommend the song Debilidad. And this is a cumbia-inspired song that was produced by one of the members of Soda Stereo, Dude, the song is so good. So this is a good introduction to the band. They actually have a couple of albums, but I never really heard of them before the single with Eli Guerra. So go listen to Centauros. The album is the single is called Debilidad. And also listen to Jesse Bulbo, Todos Enloquecen. And if you like it, send me a message on Instagram or an email and tell me what you think. And that's it.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. You took a show.
Okay, so I think that I'm going to make a goal to try to recommend a podcast and an artist every episode.
Down.
Because I think we need to give some more shine to Latinx, Latino, Latina, Latino artists.
Oops. I actually agree.
So the podcast that I'm suggesting today, oh my God, I had it on the top of my head and I just forgot.
En la punta de la lengua.
Damn. Okay, so the podcast that I'm recommending is one with two drag queens, and they're actually both Latina. And I think I've talked about them before. The podcast is called Grizzly Kiki. They're both based out of New York. And remember we had the conversation a few episodes ago about how RuPaul said some transphobic shit?
Yeah.
Well, they get into it.
Oh my God.
I think it's called like RuPaul is a fuckface or something. Is the name of the episode.
Okay, okay.
And they do art related jobs. Like they helped actually do Jiggly Caliente just came out with a new album and they did the art for the cover. Like she's a bed of sprinkles. That was shot in their house.
Con the lollipop, ¿verdad?
They have a lot of inside information on a lot of the queens because they know a lot of them. Uh-huh. So it's really cool to listen to that show because of that.
We need to be in their podcast when we're in New York.
I know. I forgot to reach out last time. Yeah. Okay. So that's the podcast again, Grizzly Kiki. And then the artist that I want to recommend now, you know, I throw a lot of shade to performance artists.
Yes, you do, girl. Yes, you do.
But, you know, there are some really amazing people doing amazing things out there. And one of them that I actually met in L.A. a couple times, I met Sebastian Hernandez.
Yes.
Also known as Brown Skin Hazel on Instagram. And he's always collaborating with many, many artists and doing these really beautiful queer, femme, genderfuck, I would say, performances. So yeah. If you want to see what he's up to, you can go to his Instagram. Again, it's Brown Skin and then Hazel, like Hazel. He is amazing, and I can't wait to see him live someday. Mm-hmm. I've only seen his performances on video.
I like that. I've been thinking about recommending Rock en Español albums in every different episode. But I'm still thinking about how to handle that. So, not yet. So, I like that you're having this
Juanes.
New... Shakira.
Menudo.
Stupid. Oh, my God.
Maná. Oh, no.
No, no, no.
Oh, no. No.
You guys, thank you so much. I feel like we've been talking about having you guys in the podcast for 2 years. And it's finally happened. We have to come back. You guys have to come back and then, I don't know, talk
about something more. More not. ¿Cómo se dice? Con más placer.
Well, that,
lo que me guste.
This was good. I mean, we plan a whole entire party in an hour.
Not my party, though.
Oh. Wait. When you turn 45, we can do your
quinceañera.
You know what? When I turn 30, 35, and 40, I've been going to the Hafer House.
Oh.
And I've been getting drunk.
Brilliant. A German beer-themed quinceañera.
Perfect.
Damn. It's going to be good.
There you go.
I can't wait.
No, I don't want anything to do with
that. I don't know how old you turned because I was little. When my mom ran up the tab to like $1,000 or $2,000,
it was in my 30s when I turned 30.
Damn,
my dad was getting spanked by the waitress. It was a fucking mess. It was fun.
You have to make it to one of my parties, Justin.
Yes,
I will. I'll be there.
You said the same thing for Josie's birthday. Ooh. Samir's birthday.
Listen, I told
Linda.
You,
Linda,
listen. Before you had a baby, I told you to check my Google Calendar.
I should have held that baby for another week.
Hold on to that damn baby. All right. Well, thank you so much, Bianca. Thank you so much, Osiris.
Gracias, hermanis.
Awesome. All right. And as always, you can find us at latinoswholunch.com. You can email us latinoswholunch@gmail.com. Send in your questions. Send in your
questions. Your questions and your questions.
Your questions. Questions, questions. Thank you for all the love that you send us.
Yeah.
But we would love to read some questions on the podcast. So if you need some advice, let us know. Also, it's really important that you share Latinos Who Lunch. Tell your friends. Tell your mom, unless she's my mom. And then, if you're subscribed to us on iTunes, Apple Podcasts, please leave a review. 5 stars.
5 estrellas solamente.
Because the more reviews we have, the louder we are.
And the louder we are, the more escandalosos we get. And it's kind of, no, it's not working, man.
It's not good.
Everybody, we're trying to get a new tag phrase. Please send us your emails. We're almost there. I feel like it's about voices and visibility. Without talking about visibility, you guys can handle it for us. So send us those suggestions, and then we'll announce the winner, and then that will be the tagline for the rest of Latinos Who Lunch history.
Today's episode is produced by Justin Favela and Emmanuel Ortega. Our intern is Carla Lagunas. Music by the band Brownout. I'm Fabi Fav.
Ecuesto Mabelito.
Bye.
Ciao, ciao, ciao.